On this day when we said we'd never forget, I want to tell a different story. The shock in Kayleigh McEnany's voice as she reports this, reads it off the teleprompter at Fox. The 18,000 terrorist Joe Biden deliberately led into this country in less than 4 years.
18,000 known or suspected terrorists entered the United States during the Biden administration.
So far, NCTC has identified around 18,000 known and suspected terrorists that the Biden administration let come into our country. These are individuals who, under normal circumstances, would never be allowed to enter our country because of their ties to jihadi groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda.
Now, let's put that number into perspective. 18,000. That is roughly half of the Miami Marlins baseball stadium. It is roughly half of the capacity of Mikey Stadium at West Point. And that is roughly half.
Again, they were let in at the border as Border Patrol agents were barred from accessing the FBI terrorism watch list and the international one. Process them. Let them in. They didn't randomly show up, though. No, thanks to journalist Anthony Aguero, and Bill Malusian would later pick up his work and continue it, Aguero discovered something strange had happened. In the desert, they were letting in 700 to 1,000 Muslim men a night. The Biden administration didn't want people to see that. UK Daily Mail reported they created a special opening in the previously secure Trump border wall at Lukeville. Why? Because, you know, places like Eagle Pass, there's, you know, always reporters there and they were filming the footage of the illegals just walking over. Yeah, the Muslim men coming out of the desert would have freaked Americans out. They needed a secret place to sneak them in. And they created it at Lukeville. There had never been an opening in the border wall before. UK Daily Mail reported they sent a welder out there to permanently weld open a door. And every night, well, I'll let him tell the story. This is during the Biden administration.
The last couple of months, I myself have documented countries from Afghanistan, Chad, Egypt, Guinea, Indonesia, Iran, Jordan, Libya, Mali, Mauritania, Morocco, Pakistan, Senegal, Somalia, Turkey, Yemen, Syria, Bangladesh, Cameroon, Iraq, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, and Uzbekistan. This organization is part of the, is called the Islamic Cooperation, and it was funded in 1969. 57 members of this particular organization is the total number of countries involved, and 56 of which are part of the United Nations. And these men continue to arrive every single night down here on the southern border. Last night I was out there with a group of about 700 Africans and men from the Middle East, all from predominantly Muslim countries. Out there in the desert, they start setting campfires, setting fires to trees, brushes. There's cactus. There's a reservation area out here for the cactus. Those are being depleted as they are being used as for burning purposes so that they can keep warm during the night. The cartel is so brazen that they're now just cutting right through the fence.
Yeah, so that was a partnership between the Biden administration and the Organization for Islamic Cooperation as part of the voter drive to bring terrorists here. How they got here. A lot of them. Sheriff Mark Lamb, Pinal County, reacted to FBI Director Christopher Wray admitting that he'd never seen a threat level like this before, not even before 9/11, and saying under oath it was because of the border.
I've never seen a time where all the threats, or so many of the threats, are all elevated all at exactly the same time. The threat level has gone to a whole nother level since October 7th.
Oh, I bet it has. You leave them borders open. Here's Sheriff Mark Lamb, Pinal County.
It's almost impossible to spot it because you have 17,500 coming in a week. In a 24-hour period, you had 10,000 people come in. I mean, the numbers are insurmountable, and there's not enough Border Patrol staff to deal with it. We actually, on Thanksgiving Day, I got a call from Border Patrol saying they had 1,000 people in Ajo. They had another 800 people out in the desert and on the reservation, and they had one Border Patrol agent for every 200 people. There's no way for them to process it. There's no way for them to catch all the blinking lights that are coming in. And then what they do is put the rest of our communities at risk across this country. We're worried because this is a reality.
Where'd those men go? those Muslim men brought in through the door that was welded open so it couldn't be shut. Oh, well, they were given transport to a city of their choice, says Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb. Oh, and a debit card with $5,000 preloaded on it.
Here's what's going to infuriate the American people. These folks you're seeing, a lot of these folks from Africa, China, all these people coming across, they're going to go get processed. And once they get processed, our government is going to give them a cell phone. They're going to give them a plane ticket to wherever they want to go in this country. And they're going to give them a Visa card with $5,000 on it. While American families are struggling to pay bills, to keep their lights on, to keep the rent paid, and put presents under their Christmas tree, our government is going to give people that came into this country illegally a phone, a plane ticket, and a $5,000 gift card. It is unacceptable.
No, it's deadly. It's deadly. So we're just going to remember today. We're going to do our own special kind of remembering, a kind that matters. It would get worse because it would turn out that the Biden administration was giving these terrorists, yes, they are terrorists. They are on either the international or the FBI's watch list, social security numbers so they could blend in with Americans. Did Congress authorize that? No. And you know where they were turning up? Here's Kristi Noem when she was head of the Department of Homeland Security. Let's just walk right back through this. 6,000 of them turned up in the Social Security database on welfare. You're thinking, I misunderstood. They were illegals? Oh, no, there was more than a million illegals on the welfare that were given the Social Security numbers. So they'd look like Americans and you could hide them and they could collect the welfare. No. These 6,000 were the ones on the terror watch list that Biden put there.
And they shouldn't be on our benefit programs. You know, we have over 6,000 individuals that have been identified through their work already that have been on the terrorist watch list, that they are known criminals.
How does that happen, Madam Secretary? How does that happen?
It happens when you put a train wreck like Joe Biden in the White House, and it's going to be a lot of work to clean it up. But just in the last 4.5 years, we've had over 9 million people get Social Security numbers that are not U.S. citizens. So they may be people who have some sort of legal status, but a lot of them are.
Yeah, it's they found well over a million more. Now, the good news is of the 18,000, we have rounded up 1,900 and deported them.
We had those sleeper cells with inside the United States since President Trump has been in office, and we went after the bad actors that the Biden administration has allowed into the United States. We arrested over 1,900 terrorists here in the homeland. And then we're seeing the Islamic terrorists joining with the Mexican cartels that are trying to use all the resources to come after us. And then we're seeing the drone attacks that are starting to take place and the real threat that that happens. For years, we have tried to protect our sensitive areas with fences and armed security guards. Now we're having to realize
that. Folks, we imported an Islamic terrorist army on purpose. On purpose. But there's another part to this that you're going to need to know. Coming up, as we remember 9/11 and how this country morphed from a place where we went over there to fight terrorists to a country that imported them as replacement voters.